You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Thanks for joining us as we continue along with the Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio. We're going to talk Gonzaga basketball. Trying to hook up with Ryan Wayne Collingwood of Spokesman Review. On this Bulldogs team that is perfect so far on the season, two more wins, they will win the championship, but they'll also etch themselves in NCAA tournament history, being the second unbeaten team to win it all. Ryan Wayne Collingwood of Spokesman Review on Gonzaga joins us here on a Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's a nice sunny morning here in Indy. How are things over there?
Good. Give us, before we get into Gonzaga, what has it been like inside the Indianapolis bubble for media?
For media people, I mean, yeah. it's just like everywhere else.
Okay,
I mean,
so you don't you're not constrained to the hotel or anything?
No, sir. Thank God.
Yeah. In terms of this team, and we talk about how good Gonzaga has been over the last couple of years, teams that they've gone to the Elite Eight, Final Four. This is a perfect team. It's greatness is not always defined by your record, but is this Mark Few's best team to try to win a championship?
Yeah, they're deep. They're talented. I mean, the guard plays very well rounded and versatile. The bigs are they're skilled and they're long. I mean, it's just, it has the aesthetic of a great college basketball team. And you know, I've talked to a lot of people, you know, in the coaching industry and journalism industry, to kind of give, you know, an objective look at this team. Because I think when you're from a certain part of the country where people just are so glommed onto a program, they kind of lose perspective. I think, you know, where do you think the Gonzaga team ranks? And I mean, people from Florida who I respect are like, I think talent wise, I mean, just from 1 to 9 or whatever, one of the best I've ever seen, period. So just that right there kind of gives you an idea of how good this program is right now.
We talk about teams that can beat you in a number of variety of styles. Is that what this Gonzaga team can do? If you want to slow it up, they'll beat you then. You want to run it, they'll beat you there too.
Yeah, they can shorten the court. They can play free and open. Defensively, they can do a lot of different things as well. I mean, when you have guys as long and athletic as those guards. And defensively, Gonzaga, I mean, they've really stepped it up. I think they get so caught up in what they can do offensively. And that's kind of been the hallmark of Gonzaga team from the past is like, okay, can they guard those? You know, if you think of a Gonzaga team from even 10 years ago, you're like, okay, those Gonzaga teams, I don't know if they have the horses to kind of guard those guys from Memphis or, you know, those high majors. But I think they kind of turned the corner a few years ago with that. And so if you kind of pay attention defensively with how they get into teams and how they get into athletic guys, that's kind of why they've kind of taken that step, and that starts with recruiting. I mean, you look at the guys they're getting now; they're getting top 100 recruits at a fairly decent clip. And when you're able to do that, it definitely changes the dynamic of your program.
Yeah, that was kind of leading into my next question. This sort of long, drawn out of Gonzaga basketball, and a lot of us do remember the Cinderella team and looking at trying to find Gonzaga on a map and kind of maybe thinking, oh, yeah, I think John Stockton once played there, but I don't even know where it is. To now, we know where it is, and we know where the program is, and we expect them to be one of the top programs. It's been a long journey, Don Monson to Mark Few, but how has Few gotten to a point where he's getting some real good talent to go to Gonzaga?
Yeah, you know, I think that they've been a brand. If you kind of start back to those 99 year, you know, they kind of caught lightning in a bottle for a few years, but they sustained the tournament run. You know, you keep seeing that name on the bracket every Selection Sunday for 20-something years. People notice, and then all it takes is, like, you know, the right crew, you know, to come in. And I think that 2015 team is when you kind of start. Well, I think 2013 you started seeing them get number one seeds, and then 2015. You know, you're seeing some other things where they kind of make other steps. They're getting graduate transfers from, you know, like Kentucky and other high majors. And then by 17, you know, they're in the title game. And then I think that right there, and they got the 2017 title game by, you know, like grad transfers and good European guys. And I think that's when that really pivoted into the elite status and getting. Then you saw the emergence of Rui Hachimura. Brandon Clark, 2 first round draft picks a couple of years ago. They beat Duke in Maui, you know, like when they have Zion. I mean, those things, kids see those things, and I think obviously if he's a good coach, but I think a lot of people don't, people, you know, who aren't from the Spokane metro area or familiar with the West Coast Conference, and Tommy Lloyd is the associate head coach. That guy's one of the best recruiters in the country. He's been getting the international dudes for a while now, and now they've made that change to where they're getting top 100 recruits here. I mean, it's funny because you look at, you know, obviously Suggs is all the talk and stuff, but they have other top 100 recruits, like a Lee Strother type guy. If they have that same Lee Strother guy 10 years ago, people in Spokane are losing their minds.
But this
Gonzaga team is so good that people don't really think about that guy. So that tells you what they have coming and how the culture has changed.
How has Mark Few navigated the sort of popularity of his name and what he's been doing? I mean, how many close calls have there been with Few getting knocking on the door of other jobs, leaving Gonzaga for what is considered blue blood programs? Have there been any times where there has been a moment of hesitation where you thought, oh, I don't know if he's going to be here next year?
No, I think that was kind of a thing early, like maybe his first 10 years, because it just naturally, when you're naturally, you know, a program that's not in a Power Five, and you know, and you're winning all the time, you always think of that next step. But I think once Gonzaga kind of dug its heels as a program, it's like, okay, I think this program's not going to go anywhere. And then you start thinking about, like, you know, if you're a head coach, okay, why would you leave here? I mean, they're taking care of you fiscally here at the school. You're basically a rock star in a region that's not too. The Spokane, Coeur d'Alene metro area is not too big, not too small. If you're an outdoorsman, it's like heaven, and it's what he is. And, you know, when you're at a big major conference power, like, you got to deal with a lot of stuff that you don't have to deal with at a small school in an area that worships you. So when you're a Mark Few type guy, you kind of, you know, go by that beat of your own drum. It fits you. And now that you've gotten to this level, to where you are legitimate, you know, top 10 program over the course of a few years, and producing NBA guys and getting top 100 recruits and getting media coverage as if you were, you know, a blue blood. Why would you leave? For sure, right? You know, so, but yeah, I think in the last few years, even 10, a few, 5, 10 years, that's not on people's minds, him leaving. But if anything, maybe retirement, you know, not that I think that's going to happen anytime soon, but I'd see him retiring before he goes anywhere else.
Yeah, you make a good point in college basketball, especially. Like in college football, you can't win a national championship in the AAC. You would have to move. But in college basketball, if you've got all the elements to be in this position where you're making Final Four runs, or the expectation is that you should be making Final Four runs, there's the grass isn't greener anywhere if you're getting the kind of players that he's getting.
Exactly, and I think the country's realized that. And it's a rare, unique situation. I mean, I was talking to Jay Billis about this the other day. I mean, it is one of the greatest American sports stories in across the spectrum. It's really interesting how it's all kind of come together.
Yeah.
And I'm from that area. I mean, I was born and raised in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area. And I was telling somebody the other day, like, Gonzaga, you know, it was kind of a John Stockton school. You know, it was a little Division I school that would do okay this year, the West Coast Conference, and this year would do not so great. It was kind of whatever. And I think it was like 1995. I was wearing a very dark blue, kind of a navy blue Gonzaga hoodie, a little kid. And the Bulldog was a little different back then. It had like a little hat and stuff. And some kid was like, hey, man, I love Georgetown. They're awesome. And I was like, wow, dude, like, I'm in Spokane and people don't even know that, like, Gonzaga, you know, because Georgetown was on TV all the time. Gonzaga wasn't. So, and we're in Spokane. So just the change there has been something.
If there is some Achilles heel kryptonite, if you will, to how you would break down this Gonzaga team and put their backs against the wall, what would it take, and what team in the rest three may have that element in their game?
You mean as far as like what would kind of?
Yeah, is there something that you go, wow, if some team could do X, Y, and Z, that may cause this Gonzaga team some problems?
I thought that USC might be able to do it. And then once I watched them get kind of run off the floor, I was like, well, look at the way USC was playing. Obviously, you watched them. If you pay attention to any of these Pac-12 schools during the regular season, you'd be like, what the hell? I can't believe they made it this far. Holy crap. Right. But it shows you how a team can get hot, and it's a completely different team. Cause I remember watching UCLA lose to Washington State, dude. So, so it's crazy. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I thought USC, between their length and kind of physical play, I thought, like, okay, well, if they can do that and Mobley can kind of go to work inside, get some buckets, and Gonzaga isn't shooting particularly well and getting a little pushed around a little bit, maybe this could get interesting. But that didn't happen. So in UCLA, you look at them and they just don't have enough dudes. Like, I don't think they have enough score. I mean, I think there is a good defensive team and well coached as anybody. But you got to have dudes when you play a team like Gonzaga. You got to have a multiple of them. They beat Michigan, but I think Michigan played like crap too. So that was a mixture of things. So, but you look at Baylor. I think if Gonzaga can get through UCLA and play a Baylor type team, assuming they beat Houston. That could be, and that's the game we've all been wanting, right? We've been waiting for that game for months. And so it's kind of funny serendipity, right? Because if they played each other already, we kind of have an idea. And if Gonzaga smoked them or vice versa, we wouldn't be as excited right now. I don't think we'd be like, oh, but that mystery keeps us, oh man, what if Baylor is better? Like, what if Baylor somehow, when they play a team like Gonzaga, they do show how good they can be in that setting. But Baylor's got the dudes. They got so the Achilles. I mean, the thing is, Gonzaga has too many guys. And that's kind of why, like, it sounds like hyperbole when I say that.
Sure.
When, this Gonzaga team, talent wise, is so one of the best I've ever seen. Because it sounds so crazy. I'm not saying this about Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky or in recent years. I'm talking about this Gonzaga team. It's insane to say, but it's true. So, I mean, a lot of it would have to fall on Gonzaga. I mean, they have to go out there, shoot like crap, play uninspired. Because we saw BYU, it seemed like they had some kind of formula against them earlier. Like, they played in the West Coast Conference title game. They were playing each other, and they were smoking Gonzaga. I want to say it was like a 15-point second half lead, something like that. And Gonzaga, and BYU, that's not a team you want to trail because it's like, okay, those guys are grown men. They're not going to get rattled, and Gonzaga's like, oh crap, we've been killing everybody all year. Now all of a sudden we're losing. And the fact that Gonzaga didn't fold there, and BYU just has this, it's BYU. And Gonzaga said, screw this, and then they turned it on. So that right there was kind of like, okay, that's some scary stuff right there. So I think, by and large, it falls on Gonzaga.
Ryan, great stuff. I really appreciate your time. I hope to catch up with you at any other point when Gonzaga is making news, and maybe Monday night. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
They got it. Ryan Wayne Collinwood, spokesman review on the Gonzaga Bulldogs. They're 30-0 right now. Two more wins, they'd be 32-0. National champs right there with Indiana. Perfection and championship. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call.